Hey, Tennessee fans, this is Bird from Tennessee Fan Talk. Before we get this episode going, we want to say thank you so much for the support over the years. And if you want to give us a little more, we're willing to give you ad-free listening. Just visit our link space, that is link.space/@TNFanTalk, or check out the notes of this episode or any of our social media platforms to get the link to go ad-free. Thank you and enjoy this episode.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Tennessee fans, it's preseason. You know what that means. We got to talk a little preseason camp.
A little premature camp.
Maybe some injuries thrown on there. We want to pick two teams and go through them preseason, see what their schedule looks like and how it affects us. All that, a little more. Of course, jokes from the Duke.
Spin it. Silence is deafening. Spin it.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy. Passionate. Dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk. Where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm. Bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey, Tennessee fans. You got Duke, you got Bird, you got Tennessee Fan Talk. Do you really have breaking news on a podcast anymore?
I mean, technically, this is coming to you live when you're listening to it and when recording is live at the same time. Just not, you know, it's just not at the same time, tips touching tips kind of thing.
I need to reach out to my man. Say, Luke, can we re-record this? This can't be breaking news. What?
Where's Joey Saltwater at when you need him?
Speaking Joey Saltwater, our imitation resident, Joey Freshwater, Adam, has got some killer UT gear that we are going to share for him. He's got I think a Facebook page or some sort of way to see and purchase some things that he has done. They're amazing. I'm not going to give too much out until we can share some photos, Sharon. But man, Adam, you keep rocking it, dude. Because I love what I'm seeing.
Can I say one word?
Yeah.
Without getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Helmets. That's all I gotta say.
I just want to say cleats.
I thought about that. I thought about saying that. Jock straps. He's got you.
Oh, yeah. God. We're selling used jock straps down here to Facebook.
It makes me think of the little, or was it when he puts his, Luke, I am your father. Is that little, not Little Rascals? Is that a remember the giant or Little Giants? Maybe when he puts the cup on his face, you know, he's like Darth Vader with the cup on his face. I think it's Little Giants.
It would be. I can't remember that. Imagine that. Me, I can't remember that part of a movie.
It's about it's the kid that they put in bubble wrap and foam. I think that's the one that puts
well,
on
it'd
his
have
face.
To be because he doesn't, be know what it is. One. Yeah. Have to be the same one.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think it's it, yeah.
As you guys are listening to this, we are 25 days from kickoff. As we're recording, it's like 26 days, 14 hours, something. You know, so as you're listening, 25 days to starting off hosting UTC. You're talking about a game.
It's better than University of Miami, if I'm foreshadowing.
Well, yes. But you talk about a game that I would not be caught dead at, A, because it's going to be hot as all get out.
Some would call it hotter than the hinges of the gates of hell. That's what my mama would say.
You roll into gates of 16 and then die.
And then my daddy would say hotter than three-pickered Billy Goat.
Three-pickered Billy
Goat. That's how hot he is.
Yeah, wouldn't be caught dead at that game. A great season opening, home opener.
That's the only game you can afford out there.
Way too hot.
They're getting ridiculous.
It was bad enough going to games when they did not sell beer in the stadium that people were passing out heat strokes, whatever. But now that they're...
Oh, no. That's the thing.
I mean, I know they were getting... they were tailgating, and then they were sneaking in. But now, you know, it just... It seems like there's more problems now.
Why else did you think that the boys wore khakis with cowboy boots? Because you could stuff 4 to 6 airplane bottles in each boot. Speaking from experience. Also, another trick of the trade would have been is to tape them to your date's leg up the skirt, around the leg. They can't pat you down. That was another trick of the trade for the listeners out there. You tape them to the inside of the leg.
You know what?
They ain't going to get padded down.
Speaking of padding down, you know, you go to the TSA and they have the women pat the women and the men pat the men. I just see this influx of trans as TSA agents coming up soon just so they can pat.
They're doing cavity checks, buddy. They're doing cavity checks.
Oh, God bless.
When they smack that glove and they say, bend over, buddy, we got something to check. Show me 50 states.
I will say probably the best piece of advice that I've ever gotten from my dad was that as you're nearing 50, you need to make sure that your primary care physician is a small Asian lady.
Would you like me to tell you my best advice for my father?
You don't want the big Texas cowboy sausage fingers going and checking the prostate.
You know what the best advice I ever got from my daddy is?
What's that?
You never get down on one knee for a girl that don't get down on two for you. And that's an honest to God's truth.
If you're listening to this in your advice. Car with your kids, I'm so sorry.
They don't know what you mean.
Daddy, we walked in and saw Mama do that.
I mean, they've saw him. I mean, they've seen him kissing Santa Claus for years. They've heard that song before.
I'm surprised that hadn't changed into a new version. Oh,
with blowing Santa.
But I saw Mommy. The Vols finished up Saturday, as you're listening to. I can't say yesterday. Saturday, with the third day of camp. And, according to the headlines from the university, is the linebackers group pretty deep.
It's real deep.
Something we hadn't had is deep pretty much in any spot. And,
I mean, our linebackers haven't been good since Al Wilson.
And the tight ends. We're going to take a play from Georgia's playbook and beef up the tight end position, and they're supposedly looking really good too. So it's great to see the boys are in camp. What you hate is when someone gets hurt in camp.
Part of it. It's part of the game. I mean, everything, all the cards got to fall right. And it seems like the injury bug's a little higher on the American style football.
Yeah.
Than just about any other sport. But understandably so. I mean, these are peak athletes versus each other. So, I mean, sucks for him. Part of it, though.
Who was it that is out for the season?
Jordan Thomas. Defensive back. So it's going from Boo Carter to Boo Starter.
I can't even get it in because you've.
I mean, I don't want. I'm not trying to be mean because Thomas is apparently a good kid, but that's exactly where we're at now. We're going from Boo Carter.
And Boo was out. He could not participate in spring ball because of an injury. So is he 100% now?
He better be. Going to have to be. Apparently, by what we've been hearing on the word on the street, is he's been pretty good at, you know, I mean, at camp early. It's early doors, as what the British folks would say. But he's apparently been looking pretty good.
Josh Heupel, our 46-year-old coach, entering into his fourth season with the Vols.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw something on Twitter yesterday from On3 that I think he's in the top 10 of win percentage out of active coaches right now. I don't know how many games they played.
The trending up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's 10th, but that's still.
Hey, I'll take it.
It's better than what we've had.
I'll take it. We are going to step away for a second. If you want to not hear these ads, of course, in the beginning you heard we can go ad-free going into our exclusive content. Not only that, we'll post the videos of the talking that we do before and after the show.
I don't know what you're giggling about, Bert.
I can't even know. If
still thinking about what my daddy told you.
I got
another one too.
And you,
but it's
and
not,
you don't
want to
be
even more inappropriate.
If you go exclusive and you join, and it's pennies, just to help support the show a little more. Imagine what we can't put on the podcast from the Duke.
I mean, there's some stuff that I have to be careful because I would maybe get fired from my job, and that would be bad. And that's just a joke, by the way. I'm very professional at work.
Yes. Just yes.
Yes.
We'll step away for just a second, get add in, and then we want to start in on our conference schedules that are not us, but how they will affect this week. We're definitely going to focus on Florida as our potentially second oldest rivalry. And
my second least favorite in the SEC.
And talk about how they are stated to have one of the hardest schedules in football this year. And we'll talk about it.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Hey, welcome back, Tennessee fans. You got the Duke. You got Bird. We are rolling further into Tennessee Fan Talk, not like Section 1 had a whole bunch of Tennessee in it, because it was just filled with awkward crap. It's preseason.
We're not professionals. It's preseason. It's preseason. It's like preseason NFL football games. Oh, nobody really watches.
Oh, they're horrible. Absolute horrible.
Titans play at home next week.
The who?
Well, as you're listening to it, the 10th, the Titans. I think they play at home. Preseason.
Is your favorite quarterback going to start?
Who, Mr. Mayonnaise himself? Mayonnaise in the coffee? Eating bananas with the peels on it?
Mr. Coal Mine.
I was trying to think of a good coal mine joke where, like, they're either, like, he's, like, sponsoring one of the, you know, one of the machines that take them underground. Or is he, like... Is he donating picks and axes to him? I don't know. From the
Will Levis elevator pit shaft. Yeah, one of those.
I was just saying the Will Levis Coal Miner Foundation, where we where we give you picks so he don't throw them.
Down in the mines, go balls deep.
every game he doesn't throw an interception, some might say to pick, he donates 100 picks to the coal miners.
The Florida Gators are said to have one of the toughest, if not the toughest, schedule in football this year.
I think it is the toughest. I mean, I haven't looked at any of, if anybody knows this, where I'm getting this reference from, I'll be super impressed. But I don't know about any of them teams on the left coast with all that hully-gully football. I haven't looked at their schedule. So, and you know it ain't Ohio State or Michigan. It ain't them.
Right. Oh, yes. Because there's no way that we'd be talking about them towards the end of the year if they had a tough schedule. So, you've got them opening up at home with the ABC game. So, I don't know if it's actually at home, but they're just listed as the home team. Florida and Miami.
They would be stupid to. I mean, they could go play at Miami and there would still be more Florida fans there.
Oh, 100%.
Nobody.
100%.
Miami has to be the worst traveling team in the nation. Has to be. Minus Vanderbilt, which doesn't count. We're talking teams that count and have a pedigree.
Right.
Miami has to have
the U meant something not that long ago.
Sure did.
And they travel horrible. Yes.
They've had a fallen just as bad as Tennessee. It's just that we've somehow have passed him on the way up.
And the Duke with his internet fluctuations there. Gotta love recording remotely.
Am I back?
Yeah.
You're frozen on my end. I don't know if it's you or me.
Oh,
okay. Sorry. Okay.
I can always tell by the sound who it is. The second week after licking their wounds, and we'll go back through and kind of, you know, maybe do a little pixie of what we think. But licking their wounds and hosting Samford, that'll be an easy
one. So, I mean, you're already predicting them to get beat by Miami if I'm reading between the lines here.
I think it'll be a tough one. I think that they are very capable of beating Miami, but, you know, they could lose to them.
Well, I mean, if we're being honest, we don't know nothing about Miami.
Right.
But if we're being honest, and me not knowing football at all, like we've said a million times, if they beat Miami, that could springboard them into having a much better season.
It they could.
They get beat, by Miami, and then down the toilet bowl they go.
Well, they don't have long to rebound because they host A&M, so three games potentially.
That's
off
a loss, yeah.
Yeah, and A&M, I definitely say that one is a loss. It is so weird to look at these things and see ABC. ABC, ABC.
Yeah, I hate it. It's ESPN is what that is. How is the Tennessee-Florida game a flex? Is it just because it's that far out? Are they flexing between a 4:30 kickoff and a 7 o'clock kickoff or something? Is that what they're flexing?
Or it's only on Flex.
I don't get it.
It's a streaming service.
Well, see, now your sound's messing up. See, I was thinking it could have been sponsored by Chuck Norris and Bowflex.
Way to go way out in left field on that one.
God bless. Just saying.
Oh. A&M definitely a loss. So they're potentially sitting 1-2 out of the gate. And then they go to Mississippi State, which I think they could win.
2-2.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, they I mean, Sunbelt Billy, if he gets beat by Mississippi State, he's getting fired midseason.
I still think.
He's going to get left on the tarmac down there in Stark Vegas.
UCF with Mr. Vest, Mr. Soft Vest himself.
That makes no sense. No, I don't get the joke, so.
Who's their head coach?
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. He was at Auburn.
Gene Chizik?
Pass.
I can't remember his name. What's his name?
I think Florida beat UCF, of course.
You never told me his name. What's his name?
I'm waiting until you figure it out. Use your friend Google. Florida, Tennessee at Tennessee.
Google it too. Don't you give me no crap.
At Tennessee. I've already said Tennessee's going to win that game. So they are 3-3. Is that right? Or are they 4-3? 1, 2, 3. 3-4.
I'm not picking the schedule, but you could be right.
Kentucky?
You're not very good at picking schedules.
Kentucky at Florida. Kentucky has beat them at home.
I would almost bet every dollar I got in my bank account that's when Kentucky breaks out those stupid silver helmets. The chrome domes.
Who is their quarterback? Oh, they had that transfer. That's right. That's right. They had the transfer.
I mean, that's everybody. Who's your quarterback? Oh, that transfer. That's every team in the nation almost. Who's your quarterback? Oh, that transfer. That's how it works. Back in the day, you knew everybody on your team because they were there at least 3 years. Nowadays, you don't know nobody. Because, like, I know Ohio State's got to transfer a quarterback.
I'll give you another hint to the UCF head coach.
I can see him. He wears a visor.
The Gus Bus is in town.
Oh, yeah. Gus Mal's on. Well, I thought Gene Chizik was a good guess.
Yeah, you just went back a little too far.
He's on the SEC network, ain't he?
I don't know. Florida, Georgia.
Used to be.
We know who wins
that
game.
World's largest outdoor cocktail party. Yeah, sure.
We know who wins that game. Florida, Texas.
We also know who's winning that game.
LSU at Florida.
I don't know. Everybody gets the rocks off for LSU every year because Brian Kelly, that snake in the grass.
He did well.
I thought it was good enough in Louisiana. Probably not.
Probably not. He did better than I expected. You know, because we were giving him crap at the beginning of his tenure.
I'm going. Well, I mean, Tennessee beat the brakes off of him in 2002.
They did. Ole Miss at Florida. I think Lane Kiffin rolls him. LSU is, call it 60-40 LSU.
I mean, if Ole Miss's cards falls right, they could be in the SEC championship game this year.
And then Florida State.
I think that's a shoe-in for Florida State.
So you look at Florida, and let's seriously, you go through here.
4-8.
If they go 4-8, so you're saying they beat Stanford, they beat Mississippi State, they beat UCF.
That's not Stanford, fine, sir.
Samford.
And if I do, is that the team that beat us with Pruitt? I think it was. Or was that Georgia State? No, that's Georgia State.
Samford, and that's in Florida.
Is it?
I'm almost positive. Or it's in
Alabama.
You could
have said it's in Vancouver, Canada, and I believed you.
It's in the South. Samford, Mississippi State, UCF. There's three wins. A potential LSU over LSU win. Don't say Tennessee. Don't say Tennessee.
That's the battered Vol syndrome in me. I've been around the block too many times.
Have you had battered Vol syndrome? Please call.
If Sunbelt Billy, seriously, 3-4 wins, give him 5. Let's just say he pulls out 5. Say he beats Kentucky. Is he there next year?
I mean, who are they going to get? They going to buy out Heupel?
They think about who they can get. You know who they can get? They can get Primetime. He'll step up into a better program.
You know who would be their best option? Steve Spurrier. The old ball coach out there in a wheelchair.
Dry.
If he's still alive, I don't know. I'm sure he is. Because you know he doesn't claim himself being the head coach of South Carolina. I mean, heck, he only went there to get his membership to Augusta National anyway. I don't blame him.
Sunbelt Billy is 11-14 right now.
And he was hot on the market because I think Tennessee tried to get him before Pruitt, right? Or I mean, like before maybe Heupel ever trying to get him?
I don't remember his name coming up.
Because if I'm being dead honest, when we hired Josh Heupel, I was like, who? Thank goodness we did. No disrespect to the man. I'm just being honest. Like I said, I am as casual as it gets when it comes to hard stuff. They fire him, though, for sure, if he does that. He's already on the seat.
I think he's definitely on the seat. I mean, and then he somehow gets a bowl and then gets absolutely embarrassed. It's like 30-3 or something. Embarrassed. I think it was Oregon State.
I mean, the thing about with NIL stuff, you're 1 year away from being really good again. It's not like it used to be.
That's true.
People transfer. That's true. I mean, you're 1 year away from being good. Maybe he can have his recruiting guy fall on the sword and they hire some new guy that's supposed to bring it in. And then if that happens, then if it doesn't happen after next year, he gone. It's not like, oh, you know, that guy played for Butch Jones. We got to wait for him to get out of here. That's not my guy. That's Butch Jones's guy. You know what I mean? Nowadays, you just, hey, collective, NIL collective, whatever they're called down there. They're neat. Probably called the Gator Baits.
Needs, yeah.
Need some coin.
We are sitting at the 26-minute marker. It has really blown by, but this is kind of like where we want to keep the episode length to.
My daddy told you earlier.
I was over here going, okay, what rando are we going to pick for the second team? But we spent a lot of time on Florida.
I mean, if you want to just go ahead and get Vanderbilt out of the way.
Loss. That's actually a really, really good idea. Virginia Tech loss.
I mean, we can go ahead and pick their schedule out for the year. They're gonna go 1-11. Thanks. Have a good day.
So you got Virginia Tech. You got Alcorn State. So there's one win.
There's your win.
Georgia Maybe. State not happening. Right. Missouri, Alabama, Kentucky, Ball State, Texas.
They're gonna win three ball games.
Auburn, South Carolina, LSU, Tennessee. They're winning one game.
They're winning two.
Who are they going to beat?
They're beating Acorn State and Scrotum State.
God bless, that went over my head.
You're pretty short, bird. That's not real hard.
Scrotum State.
I guess I could have said technical.
Testicle. Yeah, but if it was Ball State Tech, then you could say testicle tech.
You sure could.
Oh, God bless. That's horrible.
But I thought.
That's horrible.
They're going to win two ball games. They're beating Georgia State.
They're not going to beat Georgia State.
The Duke joined.
Oh. Yep. Who did I lose? I've been just talking, and then I'm back.
No clue. I know we swapped sides.
We sure did. Hey, anyway, they're going to win three ball games. I'm wrong. Three.
So
Sorry.
You think they're going to beat Georgia State?
Yes, I do. I think that Georgia State has had their ULM moment against us.
Okay. So at a three...
Except we're not Alabama. Don't get me wrong.
So at a three-win season, I mean, what do they keep him there? I mean, who are you going to... You're Vanderbilt, and you hadn't won a conference game in two seasons. Do they keep Clark Lee, or do they?
I don't think Vanderbilt really cares who their coach is.
I mean, at least DM won some games.
Well, he was also a snake oil salesman. Kind of like Butch Jones.
Butch Jones works for the
Britain. I mean, Vanderbilt's never going to be taken serious, ever.
No. Not in this sport.
Unless they bring back Franklin.
Yeah. They better reach way into them pocketbooks for that.
You want to talk about a cold day in hell when they hired him?
Can you imagine?
There ain't too many things that go right.
Can you imagine the headline of Vanderbilt now has the highest paid coach in college football history? Is that something that you could even imagine hearing?
Because if he is, I mean, he's good, but he ain't that good. Are you saying that they would have to make him the highest paid to come back?
Yeah, he'd have to be the highest paid to come back there. Highest paid coach in
history. Oh, well, I mean, Vanderbilt has the endowment to do it. if they wanted to really do it.
Yeah.
But I think James Franklin would be an idiot. It doesn't matter how much money you pay. Pay him $300 million. He ain't coming.
Yeah. He'll do it for the money.
Well, maybe $300 million.
He's doing it.
That was a crazy. I threw out a ridiculously stupid number there, folks. I'm sorry.
Listeners, we appreciate it. Another episode in the books. Another week closer to football.
Been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange and see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.